Some people like sitting down and going through the menu, or at least if they don't like it, they can certainly manage it to get information on how to use that product that they've got. Others just can't do it. The information doesn't sink in. And that's why Pulse Data Humanware has come up with another way for customers of the BrailleNote family of products to get information, to get assistance about making the most of their products. And it is a significant investment. Joining us is someone who is no stranger to ACB radio listeners. In fact, still, every so often, I get an email from someone saying, "What happened to Blind Spot?" Well, what happened to Blind Spot was that Marlena Lieberg went to work for Pulse Data Humanware and got very, very busy. But she does join us now to talk about this new training initiative. Well, Marlena, welcome to Main Menu. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you, Jonathan. It's lovely to be here. It feels like old home week.
Absolutely. You know, we haven't talked on this program since you began work with Humanware. You're still part of, I believe. Is that how it works?
Right. It's actually Pulse Data Humanware.
Okay. So tell us a bit about what you do there.
Well, what I do is work primarily with the Braille Note and Voice Note and take the product through the U.S. and Canada to educators and other professionals in the field of blindness and show them the potential of the product. I also, when I know that there are computer user groups in areas to which I'm going, contact those user groups and invite consumers to spend some time looking at BrailleNote and asking questions. I attend many of the national conferences. This summer I was at ACB and AER in Toronto, and we'll be going to Closing the Gap and CSUN, and do sort of 1 hour mini What's New with BrailleNote workshops in the Pulse Data Humanware suite there. I'm also working with some of the other Braille products now, our lovely Braille Star, which is our new 40-cell Braille display that is very cool, has a scratch pad and all kinds of other little neat functionalities to it, and working with the Mountbatten Brailler, which is primarily geared for the younger Braille user, the little child who is just learning Braille in the elementary school setting. So I'm on the road a lot, which is why I don't do Blind Spot anymore. I probably spend about 3 weeks out of four traveling to these various places.
Sounds like quite a nomadic existence.
Well, I tell people that my husband and my mortgage are in Seattle, but my body is wherever it lands that day.
Okay. Now, one of the things that attracted me to speak to you right now is the revelation that Pulse Data Humanware is moving to a model of education and training via the internet. And although a number of individuals and smaller training organizations have been doing this for a while, I'm not aware of a large assistive technology company actually offering training in this manner. So could you fill us in on that?
Yes, we are very excited about this. We will be using the Chatterbox chat client, and what we will be offering will include, well, last night, for instance, we had an hour and a half called Time to Talk Tech, and Al Pozzoli from our tech support staff and myself, and then approximately 11 other users joined us, and we had some technical questions asked, but we also shared a lot of kind of tips and tricks about how you do this or how you do that. And, of course, the Chatterbox client is a voice chat client wherein once you download the little chat software to your PC and you have a microphone hooked to your sound card, you come into the chat room, you press your left-hand control key, and it beeps twice and then you know you've got the floor and it's your turn to speak. What we are developing for use with this client is some future training that will include everything from, for the brand new user, what the heck did I buy and how the heck do I use it? Going through the main menu, looking at creating files, creating folders and subdirectories, and working on up through the word processor and on to the more advanced features of the Braille Note. We'll have training opportunities geared for the Braille-type keyboard, the BT keyboard, as well as the QT, the QWERTY-type keyboard, because the command sets are so different for each of those keyboards. In addition, we are looking at inviting users to come and meet with PDH staff and PDI staff, and that would include people like Larry Lewis, who might be able to come in and listen to suggestions or talk about what's new and upcoming with the Braille Note. But the exciting thing about this is that it is not limited to Pulse Data Humanware, and the concept and the room will be available for all of PDI, whether it's PDI Europe, PDI New Zealand. So as this unrolls and we get all the company folks up to speed with it, the folks in England and the folks in Australia, New Zealand, will be able to offer this kind of opportunity to people in their time zone as well.
And is there an intention to charge for some of the more prescribed type courses that might be coming over the net in this fashion?
You know, at this time we haven't really made that decision, and I think that certainly initially we would not do that. Now in the future, that may be an option, but for now what we want to do is get people. We don't want to see Braille Notes living in the closet. We want them out and into people's hands. And so right now I think we're looking at really getting the thing up and running and offering this as a service to our customers.
Now, I've got to ask this question, of course, and that is, now that we know that we had Larry on the program some time ago now demonstrating a very early version of the browser, and we presume that's coming up shortly, maybe at some point down the track, you'll be able to do this voice chatting from your Braille Note, perhaps.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wouldn't it?
It would.
Are you lobbying?
I'm lobbying for many things. Yeah, I think we really are at the beginning of kind of the new generation of Braille Note, and I certainly can't say that I know that this will happen, but I do know that it's something that people have asked about and is very much on the minds of the developers. So. You know me, Jonathan. I'm a pretty strong consumer advocate, and I think that the more we can get our Braille Notes and voice notes to do, the happier we all will be.
You know, the documentation in the Keysoft products, in my view, has always been some of the best in the industry. It's been easy to read, and it's quite comprehensive. So I guess I'm curious that how much of a demand is there for training with documentation as comprehensive as it is?
Well, you know, I agree with you that our documentation is basically really excellent. But there are those people who just can't sit down and read and do. There are people whose learning style prohibits them from feeling and seeing their own progress when they do that. So I would suspect that that's the kind of person who may be attracted to the voice chat room. We certainly see on the Braille Note list, we certainly see a number of questions from folks who say, and they're usually pretty new users, even I think in many instances new to computers. And so we certainly see them say, I read this, but I didn't understand it. So I think that, you know, the kind of person who would get the most benefit from the training in this venue is the person who really needs to be talked through and maybe, you know, have their hand held for a little bit and a little bit of, hey, yeah, you did it, that's great, and now let's move on to the next step type training.
Is your position unique, or are there other Pulse Data affiliated companies that offer training people in countries around the world?
I do believe that there are other trainers in New Zealand and Australia and in the UK. And what I hope that we will be able to do eventually is find a place where we can sit down face to face and standardize a great deal of how we present the training. But I think Pulse Data International, as our parent company, is very concerned that the training be provided in a reasonably uniform manner. So I think that's something that will happen. And that's another benefit of this chat venue, because we will also use this to communicate among the companies. And so the trainers can communicate with each other and share strategies and share training outlines, etc., so that what one person gets in one country won't be any better or worse than what folks in others are getting.
Obviously, you have a priority to cater to customers who have made a considerable outlay in the brow note or the voice note, but I guess there are also people who are just on the brink of doing something, you know, thinking, should I buy a brow note, or should I wait for a Packmate, or should I buy a Millennium, or whatever else is on the market? Is there a chance that there will be a place for people such as that to actually ask, can the brow note do this? How does the voice note handle that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the, and I have to apologize, but the people are here mowing my lawn.
Oh, that's all right.
and they sound like the eggplant that ate Chicago here in just a minute, but, you know, this is live radio. One of the things that we want to do with this client, with this venue of sharing information, is to have open nights where people can come in and they can hear about certain products. What are we going to talk about this week? Are we going to talk about the Braille note? Well, if I'm interested in the Braille note, then by golly, I'm going to come and I'm going to listen to see what they've got to say. Or maybe we're going to talk about the Braille Star or the PIOF, or, you know, something, one of our products would be highlighted. We will have on the humanware.com website an ongoing schedule of events that people can check to see what's going on and when it's going to happen. And any time that something is public, even if it's a training that perhaps you don't have a Braille note, but you'd like to audit that, assuming that we have enough space in the room, and our rooms hold right now up to 30. So assuming we have enough space in the room, you're more than welcome to come and sit and listen. We want you to feel that Pulse Data Humanware is a company where you can ask questions before you buy, kind of really talk things through, because we recognize that this is not, you know, a $5 item we're talking about, and consumers have the right to get the information they need. So absolutely, we will be featuring products and having open mic type nights, if you will.
I'm very pleased you raised the matter of it not being a $5 item, because that leads me to the next question I had for you as someone who's in tune with consumer issues, and that is, you know, it is a big ticket item, and these kinds of devices can make such a change in the lives of blind people. Are there options that you're aware of where financing can be arranged for people to pay off the cost of technology like this?
We are currently researching what options are available on a national level. We as a company have stayed away from financing, because we feel like that administering the financing would be a cost that would eventually be passed on to the consumer, and we don't want to do that. However, that, you know, that said, financing is something that we're very concerned about, because we know that if we can recommend financing, it's going to help with sales. Now, there are, I think, a couple of our dealers, but I can't tell you who right now because off the top of my head I don't know, but I believe there are a couple of our larger dealers that do have some sort of financing options available. And what folks should do, if they're interested in purchasing a Braille note and they're in the U.S., they should speak with us. They should also contact the Tech Act folks in their individual states. Some states have grants that you can apply for where they will provide you with a certain percentage up to a given amount of the cost of your adaptive technology. So there are resources. We just think that they're pretty few and far between.
Hmm. With respect to the QT versions of the products, when I've had a look at them, the keys are really, really close together, not quite the spacing that I'm used to with even a laptop keyboard. How do you find that as somebody who's been typing for a long time?
This is a personal thing. I happen personally to agree with you that I find it very difficult. I type 120 words a minute on a standard, you know, PC, laptop, whatever, keyboard. And I'm also a very fast Braillist. And I do myself have difficulty with the keys on the QT. That said, I talk with people who are avid QT users and who are also good Braillists, and they say to me, oh, no, no, once you get used to it, you just fly. So I guess it's all in what you become accustomed to, much like our synthesizers. You know, we all put different voices on our PC synthesizers at times, and I would imagine the keyboard is much like that, just a personal preference.
Yes, it's really interesting you talk about the key, the synthesizers, because I get into discussions with people and they talk to me about technology, and quite often we have a conversation that goes like this. You know, I quite like the Braille note, but one of the big disadvantages is the keynote speech, and in my view, that's one of its biggest selling points. Keynote speech is one of the best in the industry.
I have a very, very selfish reason for loving the keynote speech. It's the only synthesizer that can say my last name correctly.
Yeah. Well,
all the others call me Liber.
Yes. The thing is that in a very high proportion of cases, if the keynote is saying something incorrectly, it means that you've typed it wrongly.
Yeah. Gary, my husband Gary, and I visit this lovely little town in the northwest here called Anacortes. And Anacortes is spelled Anacortes. Every synthesizer calls it Anacortes, but Keynote calls it Anacortes.
Mm.
And that amazes me. I mean, that's because that's just a made-up name. And Keynote gets it correct. So, you know, again, I just think it really is what people accustom themselves to. When I first became a computer user, I was an Arctic Vision person, and I used the SB215.
Oh, goodness.
And now, my gosh, if I had to use that now, I would think I was just on some other plane. I mean, but back then, it was wonderful. So I really do think it is what you become accustomed to.
Mm, excellent. So as we round off, let me just recap on how people can find out about these chat schedules and when they can participate. The website to go to?
The website to go to is www.humanware.com. We don't have the schedule up yet. Feel free to email me directly, and that is Marlena, MarlainaL, at PulseData, PulseData.com. That's Marlena L at PulseData.com. And I'll be glad to answer your questions until we get an ongoing schedule.
Well, Marlena, thank you so much for coming on the program, and I'm sure people will be looking forward to having all their tricky queries answered in the future.
Well, and Jonathan, if I can just tell you one more thing that we have as well, and people should should feel free to let us know if they'd like to receive this. We are now doing a monthly email newsletter called the PDH Link. And in the PDH Link, there are often helpful tips and tricks and hints about what to do with your Braille note, voice note. And we'd love to share that with anyone who'd like to receive it by email.
That is brilliant. And so is the best way to do that, there's no automated subscribe procedure, they should write to you about that?
Yeah, if people just write to me for now, I'll go ahead and forward it on. If they would just put PDH Link in the subject line, and then I will forward it on to Kim Casey, who handles that, and we'll get folks on the list. And we would love your submissions for the PDH Link as well. So if you've got innovative ways that you're using the Braille note, voice note, I'd love to know about it. And who knows, you could show up in the next PDH Link.
Woohoo! Actually, that does remind me that you guys put out a very impressive audio newsletter a wee while back with people from the company talking and discussing the future. I was really quite impressed with the quality of that and the content.
Well, thank you. I think we really enjoyed putting that together, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if there's another one on the horizon.
Are they what they call a sort of an occasional feature? Like there's no regular.
We want to keep you wanting the next one, you know.
Get on with it. That's
always,
what we say.
You always keep them guessing, you know.
Always good to talk with you, and all the best. I know that there's going to be quite a bit of talk on Main Menu when the new Braille note is released. So keep up the good work.
Well, I thank you so much for asking me. It's so nice to be back on ACB Radio, and I need to talk with you about a program called The Occasional Blind Spot.
Yes, why not? We'd love it.
Why not?
All right.
All right, sir. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you, Marlena.
Okay.